You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to talk engineering today, which is very exciting.
I love engineering.
We're going to visit our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, to learn about the development of the engineering programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu. Joining us today, Dr. Subha Kumpati. He's the engineering program chair for Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Kumpati, welcome.
Thanks, Andy, for bringing me back. I talked to you in August 23, and so it's good to be back.
It's been a little bit since we've talked about that. At that time, it was just the beginning of the engineering programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. And now there are students in the program. And also joining us today, one of the students, industrial engineering student Lucas Carney. Lucas, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Kumpati, tell us about the increase of interest in careers in engineering that has led to the development of engineering programs at Concordia, Wisconsin.
Yeah, in fact, advancement in technology drives the demand for engineers to design, develop, and implement novel solutions. And the projected growth in the next 10 years for engineers is not just to replace retirees, but also to take on new jobs, you know. There's also a guaranteed job, more than the high salaries for engineers. There's a tremendous growth in the engineering fields. In fact, as far as Concordia University is concerned, we have real significant milestones in history of CUW. When they moved to this Lakeshore campus in 1983, that was a significant on the shores of Lake Michigan. And the second one is in the pharmacy school that was started in 2010. And, you know, the third, and this is an important milestone, establishing engineering with a distinctly Christian worldview, you know, at CEW. This is like a 2023 start. It's an exciting time for us.
So how is Concordia University, Wisconsin meeting the needs for engineering education now?
Yes, we are really aiming at developing faith-oriented, career-focused, and community-driven engineers. And we have three program educational objectives. Sarah, so one is productive contributors with strong skills in teamwork and communication. And the program educational objective two is creators of value in product or process or service at workplace with a commitment to professional growth. And third, and also important, is holistic and responsible professionals impacting society. We have an industrial advisory board that we have established, and they are providing input into our curriculum, and they are the resource persons for infrastructure and development, for internships, for establishing the engineering programs. So we have hit the ground running as an important entity in the engineering education.
What's unique about how Concordia University, Wisconsin approaches engineering?
As I said, integrating faith and learning. For example, we just celebrated Christos Anesti, you know, Jesus, he is risen. So if you really look at 1 Peter 2, there is a very clear calling. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness, into his marvelous light. So we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood to declare the excellencies of Christ. And so that's what we are able to do. The CUW is able to bring in purposeful design. We will hear from Lucas about the Penfield Children's Center outreach. Even in the first year, the students are learning design with a purpose, for a user-specific purpose. And similarly, we have real-world applications such as, you know, a company, Doig Corporation, coming and teaching robotic software, Epson robotic software, in the classroom. And we have had great lectures from industrial advisory board members. We have already brought in practicing engineers to share what's going on in their careers, you know. Taken the first-year students to a tour of Millipore Sigma, a great chemical engineering industry, like they have 1,000 gallons of reactors and things like that. So we have already been incorporating a very hands-on, application-oriented, purpose-driven approach to engineering.
Tell us about the new program in mechanical engineering.
Yes, Sarah, what happened right in the first day of classes in fall 2024, it's a great joy for us to see students on campus. Here are industrial engineering students, chemical engineering students. And I just felt in the spirit that we needed to bring in mechanical engineering because there are common classes between mechanical and chemical. That is heat transfer, fluid mechanics, thermodynamics, dynamics control, things like that. And similarly, there is strength of materials, mechanics, manufacturing processes in industrial engineering that are common with mechanical. So if only we had mechanical engineering, which is a very dovetailing program along with these two, we can use for the same infrastructure that we have to invest in, we're able to get the three programs in. And then the other thing is, mechanical engineering is a broad engineering discipline that involves design, development, analysis, control of devices and systems. You know, if you think of a household refrigerator, automobile engine, camshafts, gearboxes, airplanes, solar panels, power plants, all of these systems are part of mechanical engineering. And then we are able to see also there's a great demand in the local industry for mechanical engineers, Milwaukee Tool and other companies, technologies and things like that. As I said, we can efficiently organize the coursework for common classes among the disciplines. And so it's really exciting. So by the end of fall, we were able to get the approvals and the regions have approved it. And then we have begun recruiting for mechanical engineering also. Yep.
Lots of just classes that I never took in my liberal arts program, but sounds a lot of fun. What? And speaking of fun, because engineering can be fun, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It is.
How do students gain hands-on experience in the engineering programs at Concordia, Wisconsin?
I think it is the best time to introduce Lucas because he started in fall 2023 while we were just deciding on engineering programs. And he took whatever you may call it pre-engineering, but he was taking computer science and different classes. And has already become a model of what we are envisioning as CUW engineering will look like, you know. He is here on the call and, you know, he can tell the history of design and real world robot internship experience. I introduce Lucas to you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. So, yeah, beginning in fall 2023, Professor Campati came to me and was like, hey, you're in all these classes, but no really engineering classes going on at the time. So he wanted to get me introduced into like 3D printing and 3D design. So with that, we have a makerspace here on campus that houses about 30 3D printers and then is run by one of our computer science professors. And he's pretty involved in that 3D space as well. So he kind of took me under his wing and like mentored me, just like doing general designs, like teaching me the software, stuff like that. And then from there, Penfield Children's Hospital reached out to us and asked us essentially to design a button that we would house like a little switch in, and then we would attach it to a toy, which would be served to a therapeutic device for children with varying disabilities. And they would work with occupational therapists within their hospitals to better serve them and teach them different things, motor skills, stuff like that. So with this project, I think it took about three and a half months to see to completion. And then with that, we were able to print, I think, 40 in total, 20 of my buttons, 20 of an open source button design, which we adapted to kind of model the switch and other components that we needed to add. And then with that, we sent them out. And then now we're kind of in a partnership with them. We go to some build days to actually construct these adaptive toys so that we can implement them with these new adaptive button switches and stuff like that. So it's been great just learning that aspect of design and then seeing it used in practical real world like things, if that makes sense. Yeah.
And all, thank you, Lucas. Almost all our students, that is the first year students right now, at the end of the freshman year, they have secured summer internships. That means we are advocating and promoting and making sure we send out their resumes, allow them to gain all the skills they can and apply to various internships over the summer. And that way they are growing in engineering skills even when they are outside the campus for summer. Yeah.
Lucas, tell us more about what it meant to you to have this kind of a hands-on experience working with something that was making a difference in the lives of kids.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I know everyone thinks of engineering as just like very math-based, very physics-based, science in general. But seeing this like practical use of what we can do to better serve our community really just exemplifies what CUW engineering is really about. And then it also has that like feel-good, heartwarming sense that we get when we get to work with kids especially, but work with people in general to better aid and help their lives as we serve them.
What are some of the classes you've taken so far, Lucas?
So first semester, we were in a intro to ethics and design course, which we covered some ethics, some general like engineering principles, like how to act in a workplace, stuff like that. We worked with like resume, stuff like that, like kind of practical use stuff to get jobs for the summer, stuff like that. And then we went through a six or seven week design phase where we kind of learned the 3D software, worked with that. And then after that, we got assigned a project, which was to actually redesign the button that I had made. And we actually had some very, very promising prototypes come out of it that we're very happy to see get put into place and to grow our partnership with Penfields. And then this semester, we're in intro to applications and programming, which is we're learning different engineering applications, which such as like ANSYS, which is like a 3D simulation software, which is ginormous. It took about 2 hours for my computer to install it. And then we learned some robotics programming as well in partnership with my internship company, Doi Corporation, that's just in Cedarburg down the road. We had one of the head engineers come in and give us some lectures and also just some background history of robotics programming and stuff like that. So yeah, those are the classes we've taken so far, paired with a couple, you know, the classic calculus. We're taking physics next year and stuff like that. But yeah.
Good times.
I love it. It's so fun.
We're learning about the mechanical engineering program at Concordia University, Wisconsin today. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Dr. Subha Kumpati. He's the engineering program chair for Concordia University, Wisconsin, and student Lucas Carney. He's studying industrial engineering at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Now, Dr. Kumpati, both of you have mentioned internship, summer internship and work experience. Why is this real world work experience an important component of the engineering programs at Concordia, Wisconsin?
Yeah. In fact, Andy, generally, there are some universities that promote cooperative learning or education. Like, you know, after 2 years, try to go to an industry for one whole year, even though it slows your study, and then get some the real world experience. And then you are able to see, you try to put your engineering into the, you know, practical situations, and then come back for the next 2 years and finish. You know, that's like a 5-year program that some companies will work with the universities to do something like that. At the same time, we say that at least you have 4 summers. We don't want you to be taking classes all through your life, fall, spring, as well as summer. You know, there are 4 summers. Why can't you think of making those 4 summers count? You know, that's how you try to get 4 different internships in the summer, 10-week, 12-week summer internships. And so that way you are able to, whatever you learn, you try to apply. For example, if they learn a design software like SolidWorks or Fusion 360, there are some companies where they can put you in, you know, using those SolidWorks to design components for testing and other things within, you know, you're being part of a team where you're helping build those designs. So this is really always a dovetailed kind of learning. You know, the other thing is we also have Accreditation Board of Engineering and Technology, which wants to make sure that we have a senior design project in the final year that has these kinds of elements, you know, that the design process they have gone through, they have reviewed ethics, they have reviewed, you know, the safety of the product that they make, all of these things. So in a way, we are always trying to produce what the industry needs. You know, we're trying to produce engineers that the industry is looking for, right? So we have their input. We call it Industrial Advisory Board, and they come once in 6 months, and they're very excited to see our students. Even Lucas was part of that meeting in IAB, and several other students came, and they were able to tell what they have learned in 6 months, what they are learning, you know, in a few months. And so they were very impressed that, is this how engineering works? But in any case, the growth in the students within 4 months also was evident. I think this is what it is. We are always, we want to solve complex problems, but again, we're always learning. That's another thing. Innovation is there and learning is there. Technology is there and putting all of that together. So the reason we introduced, for example, ANSYS stress software, you know, that is finite element method is what is used for stress analysis on machine components. When they fail, we would like to know why they fail, you know, where are the stress points, right? So it is good to learn, even though they may not understand all of it until third year or fourth year, where we teach all of the principles in these high-end engineering classes. But by being exposed to the software early on, they are having the application of those stress analysis and things like that. So it's very important, the, you know, automation projects and robotics, all of these are the current trends. And so we are trying to make sure our students get these experiences. I must ask you to go back to talk with Lucas about his experience at DOE Corporation. So when I'm saying, if not cooperative education, even as an internship or, you know, 10 to 12 hours, 10 to 15 hours, if he can find, besides his soccer or besides his baseball and all the sports that he is involved in, he's able to go and do real projects at DOE Corporation. So whether you want to ask him or he jumps in, whatever is the right way, go ahead.
Yeah, Lucas, tell us more about your internship experience.
Yeah, sure thing. So paired with that, August 2023, when me and Professor Kampati first met, we kind of went through like, you know, he asked, oh, would you want to learn 3D design? Oh, yeah, sure. That sounds great. What about an internship? Do you have like time off campus? I was like, you know what? Sure thing. Like that's a blessing to just be able to jump right into an internship without much like engineering background. So he met with them. He spoke to the president of the company and then got me an interview, mock interview, kind of just for practice. And then we started my employment there in end of September 2023. And I still work there during the school year. So it's just a couple early mornings a week. I get about 10 or 12 hours a week there. And they were working on, they're a robotics company. So they handle different robotics, actual robotics. They handle like pneumatic, like air valves, stuff like that. They handle electronics, grippers, anything you can think of with robotics involved. They handle it, they sell it. So a couple of projects we've worked on is like some demo routines. So essentially we're taking these robots and we're saying, we want to show people this. We want to show them this feature. We want to show them how we can integrate this vision system into this robot system, stuff like that. So that's essentially the projects that I've been involved in at DOIG. And obviously I'm not the most technical savvy yet, but I've been working under some engineers there that are super smart people, super nice, super kind, and they've been able to kind of mentor me and guide me into that engineering mindset, and also like give me some projects on my own that I can take care of. And then they'll meet with me, kind of review my work, and then go over some changes, some of the adaptation, stuff like that to kind of better the process and better the demo in general. But yeah, that's DOIG for you.
I always tell the students about the power of yet. You always say that I don't know that yet. So that way they are willing to learn. And like he said, I'm not tech savvy yet, but he's growing. He's grown a lot just like that. Yeah.
Dr. Kampati, What types of careers might these programs, particularly mechanical engineering, lead to for students, for graduates of the program at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Yeah, we really think there's a lot of interdisciplinary projects that mechanical engineers, industrial engineers, you know, others together, they do. Like, you know, there's always the manufacturing, the components, machine components, any of those stress analysis. Then automation is happening. In food industry, there's so much of robotic influence and things like that. So we should simply say that we are to be ready for creative solutions, innovative solutions. It's a natural part of engineering education. And so the students gain all those skills in here. In fact, we have had a lecture from Wells Vehicles Electronics from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. So, I mean, there is a lot of interdisciplinary things that the companies do. So it could be gearboxes, camshafts, or, you know, solar panels, or, like I said, airplanes or automobile engines. In everything, there is always some more innovation, efficiency, continuous improvement. And so that's why our students will be ready for such opportunities. Yeah.
Lucas, what are you looking forward to? You're in your sophomore year. You still got some educational experiences and internships ahead of you. What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to in your next few years of school and then beyond that?
I mean, definitely looking forward to mentoring the younger generations of engineers coming through to UW. I mean, just from being a pilot cohort this year and just looking forward to seeing those younger engineers who maybe aren't as experienced or haven't gone through the same things we've gone through, and just being able to share that experience with them is definitely going to be a super highlight of mine for the program in general. But I think just generally being able to graduate with an industrial engineering degree would be amazing as well. So I'm really excited just for the future in general with engineering and with UW engineering. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, our students have already begun, along with Lucas and some others. You know, some students have gone to Grafton High School to reach out to their robotics team. Our students have gone to Marquette University for build days of the adaptive toys for the Penfield Children's Center. So we are kind of trying to be pioneers for the future students that would come to Concordia. So it's good.
With just about a minute left, Dr. Kampati, how can we learn more about mechanical engineering at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Yes, please. If those of you who are listening the program, please share with others about engineering at Concordia and mechanical engineering, a new program. We're still looking for people to join. The admissions is still working on getting students for this particular fall. So CUW.edu, if you go and type in mechanical engineering, you should be able to see all the details of the curriculum and how to apply. In fact, the fall 2025 cohort, industrial engineering and chemical engineering, you know, 20 out of 22 moving into the second year. That means it's a very high retention rate. So we take a good care of the students as they come in. We work hands-on with them. We follow them closely to help. And so the other two also are on the same campus, but they're in different fields. But so and then people can pray for us that we may have not only the good enrollment for the coming fall and for the Lord's blessings as we establish spaces and labs for each year of the engineering programs. And also the Lord would bring us the right faculty at the right time to join the mission as we seek all the positions in the next few years. So thank you for giving us an opportunity. Yeah, engineering is exciting and fun. And our doors are open. And those of you, you know, who are listening to the radio, please share with your families and friends so that they will also look into us for joining for mechanical engineering or industrial or chemical in the years to come.
Great to see engineering growing at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Our guest today, Dr. Subha Kampati, Engineering Program Chair for Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Kampati, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you again, Andy and Sarah, for inviting me and also Lucas to this radio this hour.
And also our guest today, Lucas Carney, industrial engineering student at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Lucas, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.